From Commando.com, this is Commando On Demand, where we talk to the industry movers and shakers to keep you up to date on everything digital. We'll get started in a moment, but first, we'd like to recognize and thank our partners who help make these Commando On Demand podcasts possible.
Hey guys, in for Kim Commando. My name is Mike James. If we haven't met, I've been with Kim for going on 17 years, and I'm looking forward to this podcast because it's all about side hustle, and I do have a little side hustle job. I do real estate on the side and have a couple of apartment buildings. At any rate, if you've ever been kind of short on cash and wish you had a side hustle that could provide for a little extra money without leaving your house, if you've ever wondered what it might be like if you didn't have to commute to work, 9-to-5 job, and instead just open up your laptop from the comfort of your own couch in your pajamas, well, that might be a little bit of a stretch. But there are sites out there that do legitimately cater to people who are confined to their home or simply prefer to work remotely. And I'll get to those. But a scary truth is, in this digital age, is that some work-at-home gigs that promised big payouts are actually big scams. Let me tell you about Abigail Gimble. She's a 22-year-old landscaper working freelance jobs in Loveland, Ohio. As she tells the story to her local ABC news station, she just wanted to make some extra money, so she turned to the internet and found a $25 an hour home bookkeeping job advertised on, get this, of all places, a state-sponsored website. What followed was something Abigail never expected. After a quick online interview, Abigail says she was hired. Days later, the company sent her her first check.
And then they sent me this check for $2,320 to buy the computer and all the stuff that I would need.
Abigail, of course, was excited and had no reason to think the check was anything but legitimate. But when she got to the bank, the check would not go through.
I went through to the ATM at PNC, which is my bank, and tried to cash it, put it in there 3 different times, and it wasn't working.
Now, the bank said the check was forged, so luckily the bank red-flagged it. Otherwise, Abigail may have lost several thousand dollars. Guys, you're not going to believe this. That site was a government-sponsored site. You'd think you could trust a site like that, but as it turns out, no online site is 100% safe. Scams like this happen all the time. Knowing they're out there isn't the hard part. It's knowing how to recognize scams from the real deal. And it's not as easy as you may think. On this Commando On Demand podcast, we get to the nitty-gritty, the worst cyber scam schemes around, signs you should look for when searching for work-at-home jobs, and much more. So we've heard what happened to Abigail Gimble. Up next, another innocent woman thought she had a legitimate job as a payroll clerk and mailed over $750,000 in counterfeit checks. But first, we take a moment to hear from our partners who help make these podcasts possible. Another innocent woman thought she had a legitimate job as a payroll clerk and mailed over $750,000 in counterfeit checks.
He says, I have a job offer, and it's doing payroll for my company. And I says, oh, I don't know anything about payroll. I've never done that before. He said, well, it's easy.
Jackson assured Debbie she could do the job. The first step Debbie was tasked with was buying a popular business check writing program from her local office supply store.
And then you get a VersaCheck printer and VersaCheck paper. He knew the price to the penny.
Now, Debbie had a regular job, but she wanted to make some extra money in her spare time to help put her son through college. It seemed legitimate. Every week, her online boss would send her a payroll list with the names of people who were supposed to receive what she thought were real checks. This mystery online man would supply the routing number, the account number, and the bank name. But what about the signature for the check? Well, Debbie says he would email the signature to her. A check writing program could allow her to take a copy of a signature and then insert it right on the check. The checks looked real. So could Debbie have known this job was not legitimate? She began sending checks by FedEx and UPS across the country, not knowing that they were headed to people who were targets of a scam. Debbie says she sent out between 500 and 600 checks over a couple of months before she realized what was going on. In total, at the time she quit the job, Debbie had sent out $795,300 in checks. That's over $750,000. She'd been a puppet in a major money laundering ploy. The misled woman with good intentions is only one of many who are susceptible to online scams, especially during the financial crisis between 2007 and 2009. And these scammers are still fooling people today. Here's what the nation's top cyber cop, Sean Henry, had to say on the matter.
Innocent people can be victimized where they believe that they're moving money for a legitimate company, and in fact, they're an unknowing part of a conspiracy.
So what's crazy about this story is that even though Debbie quit the job, we can be certain there are other people in her position who continue to send out these fraudulent checks unknowingly. As we explore online scams in this episode, we're going to hear from people just like Abigail Gimbel, who believe the check she received in the mail was real. We'll hear the story of Teresa Jetson, who may have received a fraudulent check from an unknowing Debbie Perry. So how was Teresa Jetson roped into a fraudulent check scheme? Teresa Jetson is a Nashville native. She saw an ad to be a mystery shopper and thought it might be a good opportunity to make some extra cash.
I was desperate to just get any work because work here is kind of short.
Teresa was looking for honest work. Now, don't be discouraged by Teresa's misfortune. Mystery shopping is a legitimate job. And if you're not familiar with what they do, mystery shoppers are people hired to perform undercover consumer research. Basically, they get paid to shop and report back on things like store neatness, customer experience, and the politeness of clerks. There are about a million valid mystery shoppers hired across the country. But watch out for internet job postings that are just bait and switch cons. That's exactly the type of con Teresa fell victim to. A job with flexible hours and no boss. And when she got a check in the mail for $3,990 from Universal Research, she thought the position was real. The scammers ordered her to deposit the check in her personal bank account and head straight to Walmart. And from there, she would scope out the MoneyGram branch, which is a money wiring service and the target of her secret shopper job. They told her to wire $3,500 back to Universal Research. Her profit was the rest of the money, hers to keep. That's nearly $500 that she would earn, and all she had to do was report back on her experience with MoneyGram. This is where the scam was. Teresa's bank informed her that the check she deposited for $3,990 bounced. There was nothing she could do to fix it. The damage was already done.
They're threatening to sue me. They've sent me letters. They've put me on Checkmate where I cannot get another checking account, and they've also put it on my credit report.
Teresa is just one of nearly 2.5 million Americans who get sucked into work-at-home scams like this every year. But not all online work-at-home scams are about cashing or creating false checks. Some schemes require you to send them money as an onboarding fee, and then they never follow up. This was the case for Laura O'Neill. She's a stay-at-home mom who stumbled across a job that offered nearly $700 a week for stuffing envelopes. She hoped this job would help get her family out of debt, so Laura sent in $37.94 for a starter kit. For weeks, she got nothing back. No information, no boss to call. There was no way for her to investigate or contact the company.
I did go back to the website to see if maybe there was like an email address or a phone number or somebody that I could contact, and there was nothing.
Laura finally contacted the Better Business Bureau, and they directed her to local police who had received similar complaints. Police told 2020 that a 37-year-old alleged con man was behind the scheme.
This company, envelopesathome.com, had multiple complaints at the Better Business Bureau.
Police said he had stolen over $120,000 in just 9 months. Do the math. $120,000 divided by $37.94, that's over 3,000 people. But it's really not about the $37 loss. These folks thought they were going to make money, and they were duped out of money that they didn't really have. Here's what Laura O'Neill said.
It's not a lot of money. It's only $37.94, but, you know, that's my $37.94 my husband worked hard for.
Okay, I've got one more remote work-at-home scam to tell you about. This one has to do with Amazon's work-from-home jobs. A lot of these online Amazon jobs are the real thing. As a matter of fact, they have more than 250 work-from-home jobs listed on their website, which we'll tell you about in a minute. But some con artists are approaching people claiming they want to hire them for Amazon jobs that don't exist. Aaron Duffner of the Better Business Bureau is all too familiar with the latest Amazon scam.
Well, what's happening is that people are being contacted saying that they're from somebody saying that they're from Amazon or maybe a third-party retailer. And really the hook is, it sounds really great. How can you pass up an offer that's either $20 an hour or up to $6,000 a month?
Aaron is right. It's hard to turn down a job that offers good money, especially for a simple task like quality checking a package. Now, in case you missed it, here's how the fake Amazon work from home scam works. You sign up for a job, and then you get a package shipped to you. Your job is to check the quality of the package, then ship it to someone else. Now, this might seem like a legitimate task that Amazon would really pay someone to do, but what's really happening is you've either received stolen goods or goods that were purchased using a stolen credit card, and you're shipping them from one crook to another. It's like money laundering, and you're the innocent middleman, except you could get into a lot of trouble for receiving stolen goods. In other schemes, workers were called and then promised jobs with Amazon, but they had to pay a fee to get started. This is always a red flag. When a company wants money from you before they hire you, you need to ask a lot of questions. Ohio's Attorney General tells WCPO News how this happens.
Many times what they do is they require you to give them money. You have to get the training or you have to get the books or you have to get something. And then there's no payoff at the other end of it.
So the takeaway here is be very wary of ads that have wording like as seen on CNN or jobs that involve cashing checks and jobs that require cash up front. So what are some precautions you can take after you spot these red flags? Well, we'll go over those key scam indicators in a moment. Right now, we take a moment to hear from our partners who help make these podcasts possible. All right, guys, we're back. So what can you do if one of these work-at-home scams seems too good to be true? Well, before you even accept the job, you need to do the following. Go directly to the business website to see the job posting. You can also call the company to confirm the job is real. Be very cautious of any job that asks you to hand over personal information or money. And if you do see a site that is riddled with testimonials, you need to stop and wonder, are they too good to be true? Also, if someone contacts you out of the blue claiming to be from Amazon, they're probably not the real deal. Amazon says it will never send job offers from Hotmail, Yahoo, Gmail, or any other public email address. It'll also never demand a fee or an employment offer or an interview. Okay, we promised to tell you about some legitimate work-from-home opportunities, so let's get to the good stuff. Amazon really does offer work-from-home positions, and some of them include full benefits. Just do a Google search for Amazon Jobs virtual locations, or just go to amazon.jobs/virtual locations. If you're looking for clerical or package-checking type jobs, you won't find that many here. You're more likely to see sales, data, web development, and software development type gigs. You'll also be able to find customer service positions. However, they call them solutions architects, but these require years of IT application experience. For a full list of opportunities, just go to, again, amazon.jobs/virtual locations, and you'll see their work-from-home positions. When a YouTuber who goes by the name of Passman did exactly this in May of 2017, he wound up with a virtual customer service position. It turns out the flexibility was exactly what he was looking for.
I work as a virtual customer service agent for Amazon.com. I work from home right here, either in my chair or in the living room. And you can work anywhere in your home, but there's a quiet space and that you have Wi-Fi access. Basically the big attraction to this that really got my interest was, the flexibility of the schedule. You can sign up for half-hour increments of the shifts, basically whenever you're available. So I work full-time during the day. At night, if I come home and I want to work a couple hours, make some extra money, I'll sign up for a couple shifts and work, 1 or 2 hours during the weeknights. And then, on weekends, I usually sign up for, a 4-hour shift here and there on a Saturday or Sunday. Or if, I'm not busy that weekend, I'll just sign up for 8 hours a day. But you can sign up in 30-minute increments. So You know, you don't have to sign up for hours and hours at a time if you don't want to. So that's definitely a nice advantage to it. Another advantage is they send you a Chromebook with a headset, and they have all the, you know, basically everything you need. And you get that set up, you connect it to your Wi-Fi at home, and you have to have a good Wi-Fi connection. There are requirements for that, but most cable internet, you know, will surpass the requirements, and you'll be fine with that. But basically, you just log in, you connect to Amazon.com's network, and start taking phone calls and start, you know, helping out customers.
As the YouTuber Passman said, if you got a basic Wi-Fi connection in your home, you can do this customer service job for Amazon. You won't even have to buy a headset because they do send you one when you're hired. Though they do require you to work at least 4 hours a week, Passman thinks it's manageable. And when he had a health issue, he says Amazon was completely understanding. Listen to this.
Just a couple more things to point out. I've been doing this since May of 2017. So far, it's been great. Haven't had any issues with Amazon. Very good company to work for. Very understanding. I was actually in a hospital for, you know, about a month, and just made them aware of that, and they were real understanding and helped out. You know, as far as you know, they put my made sure my account was put on hold and everything, and that I didn't get any attendance issues because of that.
Now, Passman is fast approaching his second full year of working for Amazon, and his favorite part, of course, is that he never has to leave his house. But if customer service doesn't appeal to you, don't write this resource off. Amazon Jobs have a whole assortment of remote positions, and Amazon isn't the only gig around. This next job might surprise you. Have you ever heard of a mock jury? A lot of people don't like jury duty, but what if you could do it from the comfort of your own home? That's right. Mock juries are seeking regular citizens to give input on cases, just like jury duty. Let me give you some background. When attorneys prepare for a case, they're tasked with an assortment of demands. They're researching, investigating, talking to their clients, conducting depositions so they can build a convincing case. But another hurdle that lawyers are tasked with is presenting their case. This is where mock jurors come in. These websites hire mock juries so that lawyers can practice their presentations to build their cases before they actually present in front of a live jury. So this helps them get constructive feedback from real people. Typically, a mock jury consists of between 12 and 50 people. The lawyer prepares their case, presents it to the mock jury via online videos and case papers, and it's your job to deliberate on those materials from home. So you should be able to read and review these materials if you do apply for this job. Doesn't sound too complex, right? Well, these are essentially law-based focused groups. One downside is that it's not completely steady work. There are no guarantees that there will be a case requiring your input. Jurors are selected based on the county that they reside in. Even as a remote position, if you live in a highly populated urban area, you're more likely to get assigned to cases. But it never really hurts to sign up. After all, there is no startup fee. So how much does this job typically make? It turns out you can receive up to $125 for just 4 to 5 hours of work. This does vary on the complexity of the case, though. Now, there are a variety of these websites floating around, but the ones with the greatest coverage are eJury, Online Verdict, and Jury Talk. Here's what eJury worker Trey Jones had to say about it.
Well, this site will pay you $5 to $10, depending on the case length. Okay, so you might be getting $5 or $6, but you can do these cases usually take about 35 minutes as opposed to being at jury duty, you know, all day. So basically, you sign up for it, and it'll be cases within your county. So obviously, if you live in a county that has a big city in it, there's going to be more work, more cases that are available to you. You live in a county that there's basically nothing in it, then it'll probably be a lot harder for you to make cash. So you sign up, you know, you have your qualifications. Basically, you need to be a citizen, 18 years old. You need to read and write. You don't need to have any convictions or any, you know, felonies or anything like that. They pay you via PayPal $5 to $10 per case. They said the questions usually last about 35 minutes, and it's all online.
Now, these mock jury jobs have been proven legitimate. And if you're not looking for something full-time or if you've always been interested in shows like Law & Order, this job could just be for you. All right, now let's talk about other remote work-from-home options. The first is called VIP Kid. The company was founded in 2014 and specializes in teaching Chinese children to speak English. We checked it out. It is legitimate. They've got high ratings on Indeed and have been recognized with one of those Best Places to Work awards. Now, if you're fluent in English and like teaching to elementary school children, you might meet VIP Kid's minimum teaching requirements. While the position is ideal for teachers who work part-time and are looking for supplemental income as well as ESL teaching experience, some VIP Kid positions don't require teaching experience. Get this, you'll be paid $40 by VIP Kids just for training with them. Nancy Taylor is one of the VIP Kid workers, and here on this YouTube testimonial video, she says she loves the freedom online teaching gives her because she can choose her own hours. The longer she stayed with the company, the more work she picked up and the more money she made. She earned about $100 in her first month, and by month two, she made about $1,000. VIP Kid also pays if you refer other teachers. So what does she make now between teaching and recruiting other teachers?
Now, my average pay, and I looked from February to June, and the average is $3,000. So now my range is between $2,000 to $4,000. So a high of $4,000, lowest this year, $2,400. Really have found a schedule that I'm really happy with, and I don't want to work any more hours than 30. No way.
So if you're interested in tutoring kids from the comfort of your own home, all you need is a computer, internet connection, a headset, and an HD camera. Another online job source for working from home that seems worth checking out is called Arise. They provide call centers for Fortune 500 companies. The way it works is you sign up with Arise to create your own company that you run from your home. Arise helps you build a team of agents who work for clients to handle customer service calls. Or you can sign up as an agent and then work on someone else's team. The website directly appeals to moms who want more time for the children. So are you raising your eyebrows? We checked it out, and it seems okay. Here's a clip from the talk show The Real, where a woman named Dee shares her Arise success story.
The virtual call center sounded interesting. Mm-hmm. The registration process was easy. Getting, even incorporating my business, that was easy. And getting a computer and my phone line in my house with a dual monitor to work with, easy.
It's great to hear about a work-from-home story that isn't so complex. And better than that, it is not a scam. Dee found that working from home with Arise allowed her to spend more time on what she cares about, which is her family.
Having my own call center, it's like freedom to me. Mm-hmm. I have all the time in the world to do with the things that I need to do. Mm-hmm. I can take time off when I need to take time off. Uh-huh. I can spend time with my daughter because I have two sons, a daughter and a grandson.
Oh my wow.
And
yeah.
So I want to spend time with them, mm-hmm. you know, not to mention the fact that I have things that I like to do.
Right.
So, my passions, I mean, I sing at my church and I write. So I have all the time in the world to do that.
Now, if customer service or tutoring isn't your thing, consider an editing or transcribing job. Look to American Journal Experts or go to AJE.com. They occasionally have openings for remote editors and translators. You can get paid up to $20 an hour for these gigs. That's not too bad. And a lot of people like the flexibility of choosing what to edit and what not to. Freedom is the key. It's nice to be your own boss and set your own hours. Has listening to this podcast sparked your curiosity about work-from-home jobs? Are you considering looking into a side gig that might lead you to a little financial relief? There are legitimate work-from-home opportunities, but you do need to recognize these scams from the real ones. I like to use the old rule, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And ask a lot of questions. Do your homework. Research the companies. Look for reviews on third-party sites like LinkedIn, Glassdoor, or by doing a search for the company name, plus the word review or even scam. You might be surprised at what you find. Thanks to Kim Komando for letting me sit in on this podcast, and thank you for listening to the Komando On Demand podcast. It's a podcast that provides in-depth insight into the ever-changing technology landscape and the impact that it has on your day-to-day life. As consistent with any opportunity you find online, you should apply caution to the roles you accept and the companies that hire you. If you're aware of the work-at-home scam red flags, then finding an online job will be a walk in the park, or maybe just a walk in the kitchen in your pajamas.